Now, in this 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the Gospel is Matthew 18, 21 to 35. I want to stop a bit and talk about Matthew 18. Because, you see, these are different teachings of Jesus, but they're all put together, you see, because starting with the very first verse, you see, life in community. That's what it's all about. And it goes through 18, and then life in community, like marriage and divorce, blessing children, wealth, all the things that are in a community life. 18 and 19. Then 20, the parable of the workers in the vineyard. So suppose you weren't so hot, you didn't do this well, you didn't do this well, you know. Remember, the guys at the 11th hour get paid the same. So come, never despair of God's mercy, no matter what you did. So he levels us all by mercy. Suppose I did everything right. I was humble and I was a child and I forgave everybody and I went after the lost sheep and I did all this stuff and forgave everybody and all the rest. That's pretty good. And then suppose you were a bum. You didn't do anything right. You know, you didn't pay your workers, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. We're all leveled by mercy. That doesn't necessarily mean we all have the same reward, but it does mean that we're leveled by mercy. And so what we have today is this text that talks about forgiveness. And it goes with the first reading about forgiveness, you see? God's forgiveness. Okay, so this is a great text. And it is hard for the commentators when you hear the sums of money involved, you know? I think, where was the Bible that I was just hearing this? What is a talentum, you know? When we get there, I'll tell you. Talent was more than 15 years' wages. One talent. He owed him 10,000. The tax for all of Judea, according to Josephus, if I have the figures right, was 650 talents a year. And this guy owes, you see, medias. He owes 10,000 talents. Well, who's going to pay that? That's the whole point. All right, we're going to listen to the story now. I gave away the plot line already, but we're going to do the story. Then Peter goes up to him and says, Lord, how many times that my brother sins against me that I have to forgive him? Up to seven times. I'm going to see how the translation goes, right? As many as seven times. Now listen to Jesus. Jesus says, not up to 70 times, but up to 70 sevens. Stop counting. That reminds me of a joke. I won't tell you the joke. We'll get distracted. But, you see, stop counting. Just forgive. I mean, when you got up to 7,016, 7,017, and I still have to forgive, forget it. And now our Lord tells us, our Lord loves to do this. These numbers that he uses sometimes are like 30, 60, and 100 fold. That's quite a yield from a, you know, from grain. So we have the champion this time. Do you understand how our Lord is trying to drive it home to us? And so, that is dia tutto. For this reason, The kingdom of the heavens, literally, is like a man who's a king. And so he decided to settle accounts with his servants, okay? So it began with one, and they brought him in, and he owed 1,000,000 talanton. He owed, how do they, you see, they get tired of trying to keep doing the calculations, so they stop and they say, huge sum. The old translation, which is better, says, if I can find it for you here, where am I now? Yeah. 10,000 talents. And the footnote says, that would be more than 15 years of wages for a laborer. So he owes him 10,000 years of wages. That's a lot. It's incalculable. And that's the whole point. It's incalculable what's owed. That's sinning against God. And so he owed him 10,000. As I say, I think it was 650 talents a year from the whole province of Judea, taxes to Rome. Can you imagine this figure? I mean, like, it's like saying he owed the national debt. Okay. And so, and not having what it takes to pay him, he begged him, you see. And he said, well, first the master says, okay, he ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. What's he going to pay the debt? And he's a drop in the bucket. Let's say he's a pretty high-ranking official. He's not making 1,000 talents a year. And now he's going to, you know. Now, debtor's prison was, you went to jail, and everybody went with you, if that's the way the law was. The king could do what he wants. So all your friends and neighbors, all the people who are bound to you, try to raise the money to get you out of jail. That's the point. Oh, nobody's going to raise this money. In other words, it's over. This fellow could never, never pay this. Ever. There's only one who can pay this, right? Jesus himself. And so he orders him to be sold, and everybody goes to jail, and so forth. So the debtor, you see, the servant falls down at his knees, you see, and begs him, saying, be patient with me, and I'll pay you the whole thing. He's crazy. How is he going to pay that? That's bigger than the national debt. That's our Lord's whole point. You can't pay it. There's no way you can make it up to God for your sin. You don't have the wherewithal. You don't understand what sin is, and that's our biggest problem. As Pius XII once said, the greatest sin of our age is not to have an understanding of what sin is. I'll pay you back. Just give me a little time. I mean, this is the national debt he's talking about. Do you see what our Lord is trying to get home to us? What we owe God and what people owe us. You see? And so, be patient and I'll pay you back in full. And so, then one of these beautiful words, splagnistis, you see, having mercy. It would have been better, well, the translation's there, but see, mercy looks to the person. You see, compassion looks to the need. So the master, splagnistis, which means was moved in his innards, sprankna, your innards in the Greek, moved in his innards, wrote off the whole debt. Can you imagine? Yes, I can imagine, because that's what God's done for me and you, through the blood of Christ. Wrote off the whole debt. Okay? Now, you'd think this guy'd be so happy, right? Anybody owe me anything, let's have a drink and forget it, right? What happens? This is our Lord trying to drive home how bad we are when we don't forgive. How stupid we are. We have no idea what he's done for us, what he paid for us on the cross. The only one who could, you see? He goes out and he finds a fellow servant, right? And he says, he grabbed him and he started to choke him. And he said, pay back what you owe. And the servant says, give me a break. Now, he owed the difference, you see, a much smaller amount. I mean, I forgot what that text exactly says. Wait a minute, I can get it in Greek, it's better. He owed him 100 denarii. The other, you see, are talenta. These are denarius. He owed him $2,000. And he's beating him up over it, and he's just been forgiven the national debt. That's the point of the story. You see? And so he says the same words, be patient with me and I'll pay you back. But he refused. He had his fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, the rest of the story. So his fellow servants, when they saw what happened, were deeply disturbed. Wouldn't you be? I mean, why doesn't he write off the debt? He just got out of lifetime in jail. Okay. So, his master calls him in. And he says, you wicked servant. Dule ponire. I wrote off that whole debt because you asked me. Now, shouldn't you have had mercy on your co-servant as I had mercy on you? Of course. And the master got mad, and he handed him over to the torturers until he would pay back the whole debt. A couple of million years. How's he going to pay this back? You see? Now here's the punchline. So will my heavenly Father treat you, unless you forgive each one his brother from your hearts. So look out. Don't hold a grudge. Get rid of it. Quick. Now, again, how can I sum up what it takes to do that? Really simple. Ask the Lord to have you realize how much he's forgiven you. Like Psalm 103 said, you know, bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He forgives you. He heals you, you see. The Lord will change us by impressing on us how freely, how lovingly, how completely he forgives us. Then we turn around and forgive somebody else, and they begin to get an idea who God is. Isn't that great? Now, how do we forgive? You know how you start? You just say, I forgive. Now your emotions don't go along with it. That's all right. You've willed it. You've already broken the bond. You've lifted the weight for your fellow servant. And now you can live it out, and little by little, you'll get freer and freer, and so will the other person. That's the power of forgiveness.